Like many Americans, people in prison will be getting checks from the federal government as part of the relief bill signed by President Biden. The majority of state and federal prisoners are eligible to receive a check, but advocates say the system to get that money needs a big overhaul. The Northwest News Network's Tom Bonzi has more from Washington State.
Michael J. Moore is serving time at the Monroe Correctional Complex northeast of Seattle for three robberies. He says he was unsure last year whether people like him would get economic stimulus payments.
There's this bias against prisoners. You know, they might say something along the lines of, well, why are we giving this money to prisoners? They don't need it, not realizing that some of us do. A lot of prisoners are only incarcerated temporarily, and they still have children to support. They have house payments. They have bills. And a lot of their families have been affected by COVID to a greater degree with only one breadwinner left in the household, right?
Moore says he was included in both the $1,200 first round and $600 second round of checks, but none of the money actually reached his pocket.
So I lost all the money to a child support debt. Fortunately, my child support was paid off after that.
Past due child support is just one of many items states can deduct from an inmate's outside income. Other deductions include unpaid court fees and fines, crime victims' compensation, and various costs of incarceration. Catherine Bentley is an attorney at the Public Defender Association in Seattle. She's trying to get more relief money into more prisoners' hands. On her desk, she has a stack of 50 letters from local inmates describing heavy garnishment of their federal stimulus checks.
On average, it's about 50 to 60%, and the most egregious was one gentleman was $900 was taken out of his check, which is 75% of the total stimulus money.
Bentley contends total deductions over 35% are excessive in most cases, but the Washington State Department of Corrections disagrees. Agency spokeswoman Susan Biller says Congress shielded the second round of payments from most garnishments, but not the first.
These are all based on statute, and so we are just processing that based on following the statutes.
Corrections departments across the country found themselves in the middle of a head-twisting back and forth that began last spring. It started with Congress directing relief money to go out fast. A short time later, the IRS sent a memo to prisons saying essentially, oops, we didn't mean to cut inmate checks, send those back. Months later, a federal judge says, actually no, deliver the money after all. This past weekend, Senate Republicans forced an up or down vote on whether to include or exclude prisoners from receiving the next round of $1,400 checks. GOP senators argued it's inappropriate and a waste of $1.9 billion to give stimulus checks to inmates. Their amendment narrowly failed on a party line vote. Catherine Bentley with the Public Defender Group says the federal court in particular made it clear that incarcerated people are entitled to the federal relief money. In her words, just like everyone else is.
We had the argument, we had the debate, and the judge ruled. So now it's time for the prisons to comply.
State corrections departments that tracked as the earlier stimulus checks were deposited in inmate accounts say considerably fewer than half of inmates got one. Advocacy groups are highly critical of what they consider to be roadblocks created by state prison policies. Filing a tax return is the best way for most Americans to make sure they're on the government's radar for a stimulus check. Easier said than done from behind bars.
We do not have an H&R Block in prison, no.
Susan Biller says the Washington State Department of Corrections has tried to be helpful by distributing model tax forms to prisoners. Generally, it takes its cues on this from the federal government.
I believe that we will do as instructed. It is always helpful if they provide us with clear information that stays the same moving forward.
Legal aid groups in many states are now laying the groundwork for a mass mailing of tax forms and instructions for prisoners on how to secure the latest round of stimulus checks. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonzi in Olympia, Washington.